Sweet. That is Big Dumb Kid finishing off tonight's episode, tonight's first episode of Ears Have Ears, the awesome new initiative from the people that brought you such programs as Sunday Night at the Movies. So thanks to Scarlett and Brooke, and I'm going to have to get used to saying Ears Have Ears rather than Snatum to start the show. So I hope you enjoyed those sounds. I'm Peter Hollow, and I'm going to be with you for the next 3 hours bringing you the sounds of utility fog. And I have the most enormous selection of music for you tonight, even more than I might usually have, I think. I'm kind of... it's kind of disturbing how much music I'm going to have to try and fit in. So we'll see how we go. And we're starting with something Aussie. I might just kind of give you a little rundown of what you should stay tuned for in the next 3 hours, because it's a pretty great range of stuff. I'm going to be kind of slyly enjoying the fact that I get to play you some Kate Bush tonight. You might have seen me or other people on the internet raving about her new album, and it is this incredibly odd and beautiful and restrained thing called 50 Words for Snow. It has a slightly off-putting cover, perhaps, but really beautiful, and there's two really long tracks I want to play you from that, so we will have some Kate Bush. We'll have something new from Brian Eno as well, working again with Rick Holland, whose words he used for his album earlier this year. There's an EP out now too. And Autistiki has an absolutely stunning album of sound art stuff, which I'm going to be playing you tonight later on. We have some more kind of techno sounds from Robag Vroom, some remixes of Aaron Martin, absolutely beautiful stuff. And locally, one of the most exciting new things to come out this week is High Dated's new album, Pre-Utopian, it's called. He's from Brisbane, and he put out an album 5 years ago now, the first thing I found of his, called Studies in Particle Motion, just glorious, glitchy sort of minimal beats. And the new stuff is, again, very electronic, very glitchy and minimal and constrained, and you'll love it, definitely. We've got an Option Command remix of Underlapper later on, and some also really interesting electronic, slightly different stuff from the partly Melbourne band Beaten by Them. All of that and more coming up tonight, but I'm going to start with the new album from Telefonica. They launched it last night in Blacktown, and we're playing again at the Gate backyard gig on Friday week. That's almost 2 weeks away, still in Lane Cove. They're playing there as well. And this album is just gorgeous, as always. We've heard a whole ton of remixes already from it, because they've put out 3 EPs of the first 3 tracks. And I'm going to play the first track, because the interesting thing they did was that they did not release the original versions of the tracks, only the remixes as they came out. I think they've obviously got impatient with 7 EPs worth of remixes, so the rest are still coming out, but we get to hear the originals now. And Viceroy opens the album with an incredible 14 minutes of sound, and it's just a long, long crescendo's worth of sound. It's gorgeous. We're letting it begin now, so please enjoy. This is Viceroy from Telefonica out of Sydney. Well, I hope that those Telefonica kids are pleased and proud of their new album, because it's pretty fabulous, and that track kind of has a bit of everything, doesn't it? It's an epic drone and also a bit kind of kraut pop or something. And yeah, it kind of shows just what they're intending, and I guess what Telefonica have always done there. They're what I would like to brand Indietronica. And they have the electronic aspects down pat, and also the songwriting and songcraft and everything. There's a range of stuff on this album, from total kind of electronic tracks to basically sort of jangly guitar indie songs, and they do it all really well. So Telefonica's new album, it's called Sleeping with the Fisherman, and it is available now on their 442 Music label and from their Bandcamp, telefonica.bandcamp.com, and it's definitely a recommended release from around here. Later on, if I have room, because I know that this is a jam-packed show, I will play something else from this album, and I was kind of thinking I wouldn't mind to play one of my favourite really old tracks of theirs as well. So I'll see, we'll see how I go. Stay tuned, because there's heaps more coming up this evening. I think I might go straight on to another really long track, because I'm loving the long tracks tonight. And one of these other things that I've been pretty excited about this week, as you may have heard on the Twitters and Facebooks, is a real surprise. It's the new album from Kate Bush. I have heard a lot of people kind of talking about this, talking it up for a little while. I was reading about her Reworks album from earlier this year and thinking, well, I don't know Kate Bush's recent stuff, and, you know, I don't know what it's going to be like given how sort of long it's been between drinks and stuff. But when this one came out and people were comparing it to Talk Talk and talking about the incredibly long tracks and everything, well, I was inspired to go and listen to it, and it really is pretty special. I could easily play any of the first three tracks of this album at least. I will spare you the Elton John collaboration, which, for all that it features Elton, is actually not a terribly bad song. I will not play the track featuring Stephen Fry reading 50 ostensible words for snow. But the first three tracks are really just amazing because they're so laid back. I think the thing that people are thinking about when they compare music to Talk Talk is the incredible restraint and poise and experimentation, despite all that, that is on the last two Talk Talk albums. And there's a bit of that definitely in this. Kate Bush has always been an experimental pop artist, and we'll hear that because I'm going to play something from Hounds of Love as well this evening. And I'm hearing a bit, I'm not sure, I think a lot of her fans would just be aghast, but I'm hearing a bit of Tori Amos in this album, who is, of course, hugely influenced by Kate Bush and has written some extremely epic orchestral piano-based pop songs in her time. And on the track I'm about to play you, I'm also hearing a bit of Joni Mitchell, which I think is not unfair at all. But yeah, in this one, as well as in the first track, I think the Talk Talk comparisons are really apt. I'm not going to play the first one, though, because I've just been loving this one and it lets me sit back for another 13 minutes. We've had practically a quarter hour of Telefonica. Let's now hear 13 and a half minutes of Kate Bush. This is a track called Misty, and I hope you actually enjoy it as much as I have. You're on FBI, listening to Utility Fog with Peter Hollow, and I'll see you in 13 and a half minutes.
Thank you. turn off the light, switch on a starry night. My window flies open. My bedroom fills with falling snow. Should be a dream, but I'm not sleepy. I see his snowy white face, but I'm not afraid. He lies down. So cold next to me, I can feel him melting. Thank you. so cold next to me. I can feel him melting in my hand.
Well, that is, of course, Kate Bush. Decades on, I'd say 3 decades since her career began, and still wonderfully bizarre. And I hope you enjoy that in the spirit of Utility Fog's eclecticism and love of oddness. Because I do think that for all that it's also pretty lush and melodic and beautiful, there's a kind of experimental and weird edge to Kate Bush's music, and I'm going to prove that now with a couple more tracks from her legendary Hounds of Love album, from the legendary second half, which is far more challenging in a lot of ways than the first half, that had some pretty big hits on it, like Cloud Busting, Running Up That Hill, Hounds of Love, and so many others. On the second half, there's this kind of epic concept piece, and many of the tracks run on one from the other. Since we just heard a song about basically making love to a snowman, and it was called Misty, by the way, we might as well now hear Under Ice, and we're going to head straight on after that into the incredible track Waking the Witch, which is basically Kate Bush doing Nine Inch Nails or something. It's something that you'll have to hear to believe. I guess Kate Bush was also someone who was really interested in digital technology and music long before most people. I'd say she and Peter Gabriel are pretty much well known for making use of the Fairlight music synthesizer in their pop music, and I'm pretty sure that we're hearing the effects of that in Waking the Witch, the second track I'm playing now. Start with Under Ice. This is from Hounds of Love 1985 from Kate Bush. Then we'll go back to the present.
You must wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up, man.
Wake up, child. Pay attention.
Come on. Wake up.
Wake up, love.
You should make the night, but see your little lights alight.
Get up.
Say you good people, that is the wonderful Kate Bush from the Hounds of Love album. Waking the Witch was the name of that track, with some fantastic what passed in 1985 for glitchy production perhaps, and pitched down vocals and scary stuff. I hope you enjoyed that. Before it we had Under Ice, which was the preceding track from Hounds of Love. And we also heard Misty from her new album, pretty stunning stuff. And we've got 45 minutes into the show and we've had pretty much three tracks because of some epic music. We started also with Telefonica's epic opening to their new album. And I'm going to come back to Sydney now for some more Indie-tronica. I have been enjoying the sounds of Oliver Tank for a month or two now, as FBI's been playing him, and I've kind of got hold of some of his lovely productions. He is certainly doing that thing that I think quite a lot of young artists are doing, both around Sydney and Melbourne at the moment, sort of electronics, really well done electronic production with songwriting of a pretty much sort of indie bent, although no doubt influenced by the new sounds of R&B and things as well. Oliver Tank, like Wintercoats and some others, also plays violin here and there, and we're hearing that on this track. But the reason I am playing this tonight is because I was off on YouTube watching GetUp's new video, absolutely beautiful thing called It's Time that you should go and check out, and hearing the music and going, well, I know this, I'm pretty sure I've even played it on the radio very recently, and it didn't take me too long to work out that it was this tune. So this track is the soundtrack to GetUp's new latest campaign, which is, well, if you haven't seen the video, then I won't tell you. I recommend going and watching it because it's pretty beautiful. And it's called Last Night I Heard Everything in Slow Motion. This has in fact just come out on the lovely Yes Please label, and you can get it from Yes Please, actually, what's the exact address? yespleaserecords.bandcamp.com. and we're going to be listening to Oliver Tank. After that, also from Sydney, we'll hear Underlapper, remixed by Option Command, doing a great version of a live favourite from Underlapper called Choking Ibis, coming up after Oliver Tank.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right, that is a lovely track, which if you were listening on, when was it? Thursday night, when I played, confusing myself utterly. I'm not sure why. I know why, because I'm looking up my playlist as I do it. So let's start again. If you were listening on Thursday night to New Weird Australia, probably expecting a man with a strong Glaswegian accent to be choosing you some music, and instead you heard me choosing you some music, then you would have heard me play that track, I think possibly earlier that day or the day before. It was posted by the East to West blog, a blog that's well worth following for great Australian music. Holly Lidicott runs it. That song she was just raving about, I'm not sure I'm going to be going following her quite to the extent of saying this is one of the greatest tracks I've heard to come from our shores in a long time, but it is a great track, and it is nice that it's an Aussie track. It's probably not the only track to sample the little kid from David After the Dentist, a YouTube hit from earlier this year or maybe last year, but cool anyway. It's called Big Cats, and it's by Outer Waves. They're from Brisbane, or I think it's a solo artist from Brisbane, in fact. Before it, we had Underlapper, remixed by Option Command. It was the Option Command remix of Choking Ibis, and at the moment, Underlapper have it up on their SoundCloud as a free download. It's going to be on an EP soon. They've put out a few different singles through the year, and there's going to be another one soonish, but you can get it right now, and it's really nice work. And also from Sydney, we had Oliver Tank, and last night I heard Everything in Slow Motion. His new EP is, in fact, his debut EP. We've been playing essentially, I guess, promos from him, of pretty much tracks from this EP on FBI, but now this is out on Yes Please Records, and it's called Dreams. We heard the track last night. I heard Everything in Slow Motion. And yeah, more Sydney music. You're with Peter Hollow on FBI. It's just gone 11 o'clock, and that means I've still got 2 hours of great music to bring you tonight. So stay tuned for some great and unusual stuff from Beaten By Them. They're a cross-continental collective of post-rock people. We've got remixes of Aaron Martin, which are absolutely beautiful. I think I'll play Tokyo Bloodworm and maybe Machina Fabrique if I get time. And on a totally different tip, we've got Robag Room and some lovely minimal sort of techno from him, and we have a different Jamie XX remix of Radiohead, which I'm going to try and get to later on tonight. Coming up probably a bit sooner is Autistiki, who I was also really just blown away by his new album, and I've been a fan of his for a while. But I'm going to get now to another Brisbane artist. We just heard from Outer Waves from Brisbane, and I was saying at the start of the show, about 5 years ago, I got hold of an album, mini album, something like that, from Hydatid. It's music by an artist called David Luce, and Hydatid's album at the time was called Studies in Particle Motion. And it was just this wonderful, pulsating, glitchy electronica with sort of clicky, crunchy beats and really great production. And he's done a bit since then, on and off, but he's been a bit thin on the ground, so it's really nice to have a whole new album from him. I'm not sure at all whether he's selling this yet. I'm going to link to his SoundCloud where you can catch a couple of the tracks from here. But he sent it out to the sort of usual suspects who are sympathetic with this music of his, and I'm really glad to have a copy. So Hydatid's new album's called Pre-Utopian, and I'm going to play one or two of his older tracks as well. But we'll start with track 3, That Breakthrough Moment. This is Brisbane artist Hydatid. Thank you.
Thank you.
two beautiful tracks there from Brisbane. We heard right then Orchid Beach, or perhaps Orchid Beach 2, from a 2006 release, very limited release, that I guess they put out themselves. Dolphins Do What was the name of that track. And Orchid Beach is Daniel Kirby, David Luce, and Ben Eltham. You might know Ben Eltham for his writings on New Matilda and Crikey and the Twitters and things. And David Luce is otherwise known as High Datted. And we heard a track from him before that, which is probably one of my favourite tracks from recent years in the electronic music community, at least Australian electronic music community. It's just a wonderful piece of glitchy electronics from an album that kind of is all about, in a way, I suppose, glitchiness in the world. It's called Studies in Particle Motion, and it's about waves and particles and quantum indeterminacy and things, at least in the way in the track titles and things. Titles like New Physics and Wave Function Analysis, which is what we heard there. And I'm playing this not just to be nostalgic, but because there is a new High Datted release. It could be High Dated. I'm not sure. It's the name of a plant. His new release is called Pre-Utopian, and I played a track called That Breakthrough Moment before. I'm going to play one more from this album now called Progrelution. And being a name of a plant, searching for High Datted is going to get you nowhere on Google. You can look up David Luce as well if you like, or you can, find the links, as always, from the playlist that I put up. I put up all the tracks on the FBI site, but you'll find a link there to a weblog where I put up a lot more information about the music. High Datted is on SoundCloud and on Last.fm as well, so if you know how to find music, particularly on Last.fm, musicians at least, you'll be able to find him and actually get some downloads of quite a bit of his music. So, if you've been enjoying those sounds, that's probably where you should head. And this track is one of those that you can get at Last.fm. This is Progrelution from High Datted out of Brisbane.
94.5.
Thank you.
So nice to hear really detailed glitchy music like that. This is Autisticky, who I've been quite a fan of for a little while. He's done some more minimal droney stuff than this. He's done some more sort of electronic, even beats-oriented stuff in a way, although his beats have always been a little bit left field, to say the least. His new album's on Home Normal, and that is a label that's known for the more minimal side of things, definitely droney, beautiful sort of droney stuff, and folktronic-y sort of side of things. And it's really nice to have him on that label. I think he's had releases before on 12K and on his own Audio Bulb label, among others. This one actually describes itself on the inside cover as tiny details, abstract ambience, and broken space. And he plays many instruments and non-instruments. There's a nice list of sounds there, and we heard some cutlery there, which is credited on this track, as well, along with lots of instruments, field recordings, and other sounds, as well as homemade electronic sound computer, of course. We'll hear something else from him in a minute, but that was Religion of Water and Air. We had before that from Melbourne, but actually the interesting thing about Beaten by Them is that some of their members are from Melbourne, some are from San Francisco, and I'm not actually reading from their website right now, so I can't tell you where else, but they're very much a cross-continental group, and they like to kind of cross the genre boundaries as well, which is a really nice thing. They feature a cellist, they do their post-rock dynamics really well, but they also have a very electronic backbone to them. Okay, New York is the other city that they have members from. The new EP is leaning much more on the electronics, which is a really nice thing. We heard Damp Sky 3, and Beaten by Them's new EP is self-released. You can get it as a download from their site and also a few other places, though I think the few other places might be, I think that you'll have to work out where you can actually legally get a download in Australia, because places like Amazon don't like to let us, which is annoying. But anyway, it's called People Start Listening, and definitely recommended. The first Beaten by Them album is particularly wonderful as well, and that should be available from their Bandcamp. And I must tell you something else as well. What else? We had before them Hydated from his Pre-Utopian album that he's just put out. We had Prog Revolution from him, very electronic music as well, from Brisbane. I'm going to play at least one more track from Autisticky. Well, I say at least one more track. I'll play some more next week, so I'll play one more track this evening. And I was tossing up which one. There's one which has some really nice vocal samples and an odd shuffling beat. I think I'll hold that till next time, and we'll hear something even more kind of glitchy and on the ambient side of things. This is called Bed of Powdered Glass, and the album's name again is Amplified Presence, released on the Home Normal label. One of the particularly high recommendations this week on Utility Fog. Thank you. Well, that is an exclusive to tonight's show, anyway, from the Preservation label. It's just been put out, or at least it's just been made available, and you'll be able to get it over the next week or two in a very limited number, only from the Preservation site. So it's a nice little collection via kind of the nature of what it is of a lot of the Preservation artists, and they're all doing remixes or takes on the music of the Finnish producer Usmal. His name's in fact Olli Aarni, and he has decided to retire the Usmal moniker and change his name now to Nuohuva, which is part of the name of his first album. Next year there'll be a new album from him under that new name, and as a sort of way of easing us into the change of name, Usmal is Dead has come out from Preservation. So it is limited to 100 copies on CDR, and it's going to be beautifully handmade packaging, and it features among other artists, the people we just heard there, which is the lovely Rachel Evans from the US as Motion Sickness of Time Travel, one of the favourite artists, I guess, of this year on Utility Fog. Also, her husband, Nova Scotian Arms, the two of them make music as Quiet Mornings and have a release on Preservation under that name. There's also Aaron Martin, Deep Magic, who had a recent release. There's Sydney's Pimmon and Sydney's Seaworthy and Sydney's Sophie Hutchings, and Black Eagle Child as well. So a really great list of the roster of Preservation artists all doing their takes on Usmal's music, and you'll be able to hear some more of that next week on the show. But you can also get it for yourself from Preservation. Before it, we had Autistiki from his really beautiful and detailed listening music album on the Home Normal label called Amplified Presence. We heard a track called Bed of Powdered Glass. And if you're interested in, I guess, sound art style music or just sort of electroacoustic sounds, it's very, very highly recommended. A really great album from this year. We're going to now move on to someone who is a favourite artist of many of the people associated with Preservation, I've got to say, and also of Pimmon, who is, of course, also FBI's Paul of Paul's Play Lunch, Paul Goff, who you can hear at midday tomorrow on FBI. That is the artist known as Grupa, and she's someone that I've kind of grappled with a lot, as I know that people are huge fans of hers. Her very hazy, very lo-fi art has sometimes kind of passed over me, but I know that people, I also mentioned Seaworthy, he's a huge fan. I guess so many wonderful musicians can't be wrong. And I did come across a track that is absolutely lovely this week that a couple of my friends were talking about on Twitter, and how right they were. This can be purchased digitally from Boomcat, because a lot of her music also comes out just on cassette or on vinyl or something. So this is part of a double EP or double album called AIA, I guess, and this is the Alien Observer half. The track is She Loves Me That Way from Grupa. It did come out earlier this year on a label called Yellow Electric. Grupa, you're listening to FBI's Utility Fog with Peter Hollow. Thank you. featuring, not surprisingly, the harp playing of Rebecca Raff. That is a track called Verbena Tea with Rebecca Raff. And it is by the wonderful LA artist Teebs, whose debut album Arda came out on Flying Lotus's label Brain Feeder last year, I think, maybe even early this year. And he's got a disc called Collections 01 out anytime now from Ninja Tune. Nice to see him being picked up by the Ninja Tune folks. And there's some really nice down-tempo sounds from there. Before it, we had Aaron Martin, remixed by the wonderful Tokyo Bloodworm, who run the Lost Tribe sound label out of the USA and have been releasing some fantastic sounds of late, over the last couple of years. And that comes from Aaron Martin's remix album called Stitched... gotta look it up. Stitched in Fire. It's a cassette release on a label called False Records. And for those of us who, like me, are a little bit scared of the old cassette, it comes with a download code. So you get what is actually an absolutely beautiful package of a box with a cassette inside it and some kind of credits and stuff. And you also get the music digitally, so you can listen to it on your favourite device. And there's some really beautiful sounds. Aaron Martin is probably best known for his releases on Sydney's Preservation label, but he's actually from Kansas and has a wonderful sort of folky, psychedelic, experimental sound. Before it, we had Grouper and a really beautiful, really lo-fi indie track called She Loves Me That Way that came out earlier this year. Recent releases, having put out a double CD of remixes from their King of Limbs album, Radiohead realised that they had a few more of them scrawled away somewhere. None of them were artists who were not already released, so I guess these are all sort of bonus remixes by the artists, and the one that's particularly good is Jamie XX's Rework Part 3. His version on the album is very lovely, but rather short. It kind of obviously was an incomplete version. So we can think of this as a complete version, but the earlier remix that he did was relatively beatless, and this one has a bit of a sort of minimal housey vibe. We're going to go on after that to a very lovely track from Robag Vroom, who is a bit of a sort of legendary name in house music and minimal techno or something over the last decade or so, and he came out of being a member of one of my favourite IDM acts of the 90s. So it's really nice having new music from him. First up, this is Jamie XX, the sort of bonus remix of Radiohead's Bloom.
Thank you. Thank you.
A certain Telefonica on Twitter was just now commenting on how this music is a little more basically four on the floor than I'm known for playing, and this is true. I don't play a lot of kind of house stuff, and so it goes, but I happen to love the sound of Robag Vroom, and he's been making music that I love for a very long time, actually. I first came across him as one half of Beefcake, and that's one of my favourite kind of bands from the, or duos from the 1990s and early 2000s, making sort of acid and IDM-influenced electronica, and amazing production from them. Robag Vroom has moved very much into the sort of minimal electronica and minimal techno areas, and I kind of lost track of him for a while because I'm not really into the 4/4 stuff, but what he does is really pretty fantastic, so props to him. Before that, we had Jamie XX, who is another amazing producer who, whether he's making 4/4 beats or not, very much is to my taste. He's just got a real talent for great sounds and great beats, and Radiohead no doubt agree. They have commissioned now, well, I guess they commissioned one remix from him and he turned in a few. So that was rework part 3 of the Radiohead track Bloom, and his the original release, I can't remember which EP, but it is available on the CD as just the Jamie XX rework, which is not really 4/4 beats at all, but simply the gorgeous vocal refrain and more the sort of ambience from that track. So I guess it's nice to hear what was possibly his original conception of the track. Now, I was going to go on and play Borealis, which I was very much reminded of with the Jamie XX track, because Borealis, which is the work of Jesse Somfay out of the US, features and kind of concentrates on also sort of almost choral vocal sounds, along with essentially kind of techno beats. I'll get to that in a minute, but the 4/4 beats of Donna Kuppel from Robag Vroom were making me think, on the one hand, of early Aphex Twin ambient works, selected ambient works, which have been a big influence on his sound all along, Robag Vroom's, but also of this sound from 1989's album Technique. This is one of my favourite New Order tracks. Thank you. Last week I discovered the music of Borealis and played some of it on FBI, courtesy of Sequence 2, the second sequence compilation from the lovely Future Sequence label. And I was planning to play some more from that tonight. I hope I still have time, but with only 10 minutes to go, I'm not sure I will. We played tonight another track from Borealis called Wandering Atrial from the Chapter 6 compilation of, indeed, chapters that have come out from the Origami Sound label. Online download from Bandcamp. And the other Borealis track I'm going to play again in a minute because it was so lovely, Skyhall, the name of that one from Sequence 2. That is a free download, but I recommend you download all 40-odd tracks from Sequence 2. And if you don't have it, go back and get Sequence 1 as well, because they're a great, a little overview of a lot of the sort of sounds that I like to play on this show, not necessarily kind of covering the same ground, which is nice because it means I get to discover some new music and so do you. But yeah, some really great stuff. Future Sequence is a website that publishes lots of reviews and news and stuff about music in the drone and glitch and post-classical and electronic worlds. But before we get to Skyhall from Sequence 2, before it we had New Order and Vanishing Point from Technique. Technique is my favourite New Order album as such, but it certainly has some of my favourite songs, and I have a great affection for it because it came out in, let me check now, I think it was 1989. So it was, yeah, definitely impressionable time for me in about year 10 at school. Some of the older kids, probably year 12 kids, were interested in this sort of electronic pop music, and it was something that I was fascinated in, and just how they were clearly this band who'd come out of the post-punk scene and still had guitars and bass and stuff, but were totally driven by drum machines and synths and amazing songwriting. And I think that some of Bernard Sumner's most affecting songs probably exist on the Technique album. So there you go. Having played a couple of pretty much sort of house tracks, I thought I'd get into something from my own history and back when I actually was less averse, perhaps, to the 4/4 beat. Let's hear something else which is sort of as gorgeous as the previous track from Borealis. Borealis, by the way, is Jesse Somfy, who is a US artist who kind of works often in the more kind of 4/4 techno world, and Borealis seems to be his somewhat more ambient alter ego, so it's really nice to hear some stuff from him under that name. And we'll see how we go, how the all-nighter is going afterwards, as to how much time I have to play one or more tracks afterwards. So you're with Peter Hollow. Stick with me for a little while longer on FBI. That is the rather glorious sound of Borealis, and the track is Skyhole. It comes from Sequence 2, and yet again I've had such a crammed full show that I haven't been able to play a lot from it. It's an enormous compilation. It's got well over 40 tracks. I'm being vague because I don't have the whole thing in front of me here, but at least 43 tracks, and covers a lot of ground. If you've been much of a listener to this show, then it kind of covers a lot of the ground that I play, including beats, stuff, perhaps even more kind of beats as such oriented music than the one that I just played then. And totally kind of post-classical stuff, piano and strings-based songs, and more ambient, drony sounds of all sorts, including somewhat more noisy sounds, put together by the Future Sequence label. And there's a prior one from a couple of months ago that he also did, Sequence 1. They're both available on Bandcamp, and they're both free download releases, which is a lovely thing as well. It gives you a bit of a kind of idea of some of the really interesting music that's coming out at the moment, which I think is lovely. So it's almost all-nighter time, almost time for me to head out the door. And so I think I'll leave you with another track from this compilation. And this one from, for some of us at least, an artist who's going to be quite familiar. Maps and Diagrams has been making sounds for quite a few years now, originally in more of the, I suppose, IDM end of the electronica spectrum. Now more, a little more kind of folktronic or whatever, fitting in quite nicely with the new sounds that are coming out. And he opens the Sequence 2 compilation with a track called Domain. Next week on the show, some of the overflow from tonight that I didn't get to will include the new Brian Eno EP. I was meaning to play a track from that, and I think I will revisit something from the earlier album this year, both of which feature the words of Rick Holland, poet and friend of Brian Eno's. The new Vladislav Delay album, as usual, beautiful dub techno of a fairly sort of minimalist electronic vein. He's an absolute master at the glitchy dub sound. More from Sequence 2, more from Telefonica's new album, something from Albatross, just a sec, I'm sure there was something else very exciting. Well, some post-rock from Margins from Melbourne, who sent me a sneak preview of their new album, and whose first album is very lovely as well, in perhaps more of a tortoise vein than a mono vein of post-rock. So, lots of great sounds and lots of other new stuff. Coming up next week on the show, you're with Peter Hollow. This is the end of Utility Fog with a track by Maps and Diagrams, and I'll see you next Sunday.